The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible Study Course Lesson 4. Why does God allow suffering? God is always fair. When they don't get their way, children often exclaim, "That's not fair." People sometimes say the same about God. That was the attitude of ancient Israel. Yet you say, "The way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is it not my way which is fair, and your ways which are not fair?" Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 25. From our limited view, life indeed may not always be fair. God allowed apparent inequities when he gave mankind the right of free choice. But recognizing that all is not fair in this life is vastly different from accusing God of being unfair. They are not the same thing. Most of the inequities in life are the result of thousands of years of accumulated human customs and traditions, as well as the uncertainties of time and chance. We cannot justly blame them on God. God's word is truth. See John chapter 17, verse 17. His decisions are consistent with his character, which is love. Trusting in God and his word is the only real anchor we have. Nothing else is completely reliable. But when life is filled with difficulties, people sometimes transfer their discontent from the accumulated shortcomings of people and the unreliability of this life to God. So they falsely and illogically conclude that God is not fair. God revealed to ancient Israel that it is really the ways of man that are not fair. Did the Apostle Paul raise this question in one of his epistles? "As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau I have hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not." Romans chapter 9, verses 13 and 14. Much depends on a proper understanding of the destiny and purpose for the human family. That is certainly true in answering this common dilemma. It is true that God will have mercy upon whom he will, and he may also choose, under certain circumstances, to harden someone's will against him, verses 16 through 18. But all of this is only temporary. Every Christian should learn God's basic, step-by-step plan as revealed through his annual feast days. The marvelous truth they reveal shows that the time is coming when God will call all people and give them a just and fair opportunity for salvation. At that time, he will show them his abundant mercy, and no one will question God's fairness. This is one of the great truths hidden from the world, but revealed to Christians who understand the meaning of God's feast days. They reveal the sequence in which God will address and remove the inequities we experience in this life. You need to understand what these holy convocations reveal. What has the Father already done to even out the inequities of this life? At that time, Jesus answered and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight." Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. No one is more aware than God of the inequities besetting human beings in this present era through the influence of Satan. But whom is God calling first? Those with great ability or ordinary people? God reveals that rather than favoring those who have the material advantages in this life, he first offers his kingdom to people who are mostly not rich and famous, not the seemingly successful of the world. "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 29. God has not called the wise, the mighty, and the noble in this age. Jesus confirms that the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. Luke chapter 16, verse 8. Yet the enlightened children of God will be the first fruits of his salvation. The prophet Isaiah notes the way of God in fulfilling his plan. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. God will even things out. None will enter his kingdom who is not truly humble. Anyone who seeks to exalt himself over others must repent of his selfishness to inherit eternal life. Compare 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. Did God design his law to protect those who are less able to provide for themselves? When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field when you reap, nor shall you gather any gleaning from your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22. Yes, God is always fair. He is kind and merciful. His laws reflect his love and concern for all human beings. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. Psalms chapter 146, verse 9.
Thanks for listening to God is Always Fair. In Bible Study Course Lesson 4, Why Does God Allow Suffering? To find this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.